Hi, welcome back. Hopeless Joy here to wish you all peace, love, and happiness. Thank you so very much for joining me on this stained glass spirituality fun fest I call my soul quest. The world is changing. Why don't you? How can I be a better version of me? How can I be a better version of me today? How can I be a better version of me tomorrow or in the future? My five morning thankfuls this morning. I woke up with air in my lungs. I woke up, period. I'm alive to live another day. The possibilities are endless. Staying positive. Reading Michelle Obama's Becoming again for the third time while I was in bed drinking my tea. Having the knowledge to keep learning. I have running water. I have a roof over my head. There's so many things to be thankful for. What can I do to make a positive change? Even if it's just in me. If I change something positive about me, could that help someone else positively in the future? Big, big thing to remember, stay hydrated. I live in the desert. It gets hot and you can get dehydrated. The topics today, besides courage and determination, which are pretty much always number one on my list, are self-love and love. Okay, self-love and romantic love, fun stuff. Another topic that I'm sure I'll probably revisit again and again. Hard stuff. The dangers of falling in love with someone. Whoa. It's how we may respond the day that someone actually may start to love us back. Some of the reasons we fall in love with other humans is simply because we long to escape from ourselves into the embrace of a person who appears to be as beautiful, perfect, and as accomplished as we feel ourselves to be, flawed and possibly mediocre. What if someone turned around and loved us back? Because we loved ourselves so much, we deserved that love. Well, gee, when you're in that self-hate mode, nothing could discredit your person faster. How can they see us as divine, or how could they be divine, as we'd initially hoped, when they have the seemingly bad taste to approve of someone like us? A vital requirement of any good relationship is a degree of affection for ourselves. Love for ourselves is built up largely during childhood. We need a legacy of deserving love. We as humans need a legacy of deserving love in order not to respond so very obtusely to these affections that are true, granted to us by mature adult human partners that don't let their egos get in the way. Without a decent act of self-love, the love of another person will prove unhealthy and sickening and misguided. And this behavior will self-destructively and unconsciously set off to repel or disappoint and start to feel normal. And you start feeling more comfortable. More comfortable, why? To feel disliked, ignored, rejected? Why? Not having self-love, rejecting good people and positive affections because you still feel like you never earned it. But you did, because you love yourself. You take care of yourself. You're going to put your oxygen mask on first and help yourself before you help others. Because who's your number one priority? You. Who's going to take care of you better than you? Who knows you better than you? Love must be reciprocated, or we simply won't admire that person or that connection as mutually as we previously thought and agreed upon. If there's no reciprocation, Is there really love? It's not good if you're not loved back. So doggone, doggone, done, over, gone, onward now. Balancing your self-love and self-hatred is so difficult when dealing with any relationships, whether it be with family, friends, coworkers. But knowing how to love yourself, knowing how to love myself, putting yourself as priority number one is therefore the most romantic and loving and kindest of things we can learn for ourselves, as well as for our partners or our future partners, future relationships. Gotta love yourself first. And don't let that ego scare and stress you out, because that ego, which we will touch on in the future, can be a fickle, fickle mistress. So focus on positivity. Self-love. Self-love today. Listening to classical music while I record this. Meditation. Breathing. Focusing with positive intent. How can I make the day better for myself? How could I spread a little kindness to myself, or maybe even spread a little kindness to others? What would make me feel good? It does make me feel good to make others feel good. But don't go overboard, because sometimes it's just not worth it. So to release any negative thoughts, breathe. Don't forget to breathe. That's one thing I struggle with. I will catch myself holding my breath, and I don't know why. Is it fear? Could be. But once I catch myself, I do start to release negative thoughts. Focus my intention to positivity, something positive. I'll start counting backwards from 17, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Poof. Focus your intention on something positive. If it doesn't work, try it again. My songs of the day to get me in the mood, before Tchaikovsky, of course, was the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun. That always puts a smile on my face. While I was baking banana bread for my neighbor, it was also Irene Cara's What a Feeling. That made washing dishes so much happier for me. A task I don't enjoy doing, but I hate seeing dirty dishes. But I feel better now that it's done. So universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides, friends, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for continuing to protect me, to guide me, and leading me into the correct direction. Universe, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can. Give me the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate. To live every day like it might be my last, and enjoying each moment at a time. Thank you so much for joining me on this spiritual journey. I love you. Don't forget that. And love yourself. Take care. Till next time.